Shalom, today's daf yomi is sukkah daf test, sukkah 9. And so we had learned earlier on Chesam Abayz that a sukkah is not kosher unless it was done for the purpose of shade. If it was not done for the purpose of making shade, like for example, if it was done to store something in or just for privacy purposes, it's disqualified. So now our mission on top of test summit off discusses whether or not a sukkah needs to be made for the purpose of the holiday. So says the Mishnah, sukkah yeshana, let's say a sukkah that was made more than 30 days prior to the holiday, as we're going to see in the conclusion of the Mishnah. Beis Shammai poslim. Beis Shammai says such a sukkah is disqualified because according to Beis Shammai, a sukkah needs to be made for the purpose of the sukkah, and this was not made for the purpose of a sukkah. Beis Hillel machshir, whereas Beis Hillel allows it, because Beis Hillel is on the position that a sukkah does not need to be made for the purpose of the sukkah. However, if it was done within 30 days of the holiday, even according to Beis Shammai, the sukkah is going to be kosher, because we say that as a default, it was done for the purpose of the mitzvah of sukkah. The Taz writes in Orach Chaim, Siman Tov Reish Lamed Vav Sif Katan Aleph, that when does, even according to Beis Shammai, when does he say that it's disqualified if you have an old sukkah? That's only with respect to the schach, to the roof, but with respect to the walls, according to the Taz says that according to Beis Shammai, even if the walls are there the whole year, it doesn't matter. It's not going to disqualify it. That's Beis Shammai's position, and he proves it from the Gemara in Chav Chasam et Alf about where Shammai's family gave birth to a baby, and then under those circumstances, they kept the walls and they put the schach on, and it was kosher. So that's the first approach. The Tosos and Rabbeinu Chanan, I'll bring in the name of the Yerushalmi, that even according to Beis Hillel, even though Beis Hillel says it's okay, nevertheless, you need to, at least according to Beis Hillel, need to do something new for the purpose of the sukkah. According to Chachamim, you need to make an extra addition of at least a hand breadth, and according to Rabbi Yossi, just any amount. However, that amount needs to be throughout the entire sukkah. What's the reasoning for Beis Hillel that you need to do something new for the purpose of the holiday? What's the reason that even Beis Hillel requires that you do something new for the purpose of the holiday? So the Or Zeruah writes in Hilchos Tefillin that even according to Beis Hillel, that certainly even rabbinically you need to do something to demonstrate that the sukkah is being, that this hut is being made for the purpose of a sukkah, because every mitzvah needs to have at its beginning that it's done at least lishma, for the purpose of the holiday. The Bach writes, the Bach gives a different explanation. The Bach says that the reason is so that it should be clear to everybody that you're sitting in the sukkah for the mitzvah of the sukkah, and that's the reason why you're sitting in it. The Mishnah Berurah writes that in the name of the Nahar Shalom, that the reason is so that you're not going to come to allow a sukkah that was made specifically for dwelling in and not for a sukkah, then for sure it's disqualified. So those are several reasons why, even according to Beis Hillel, you still need to do a little bit something. The Shiboleh Leka writes in the name of Yudagon that if you don't actually do anything new to the sukkah, it's going to be disqualified. And that's what the Beis Yosef says as well. And you need to at least do, we all need to do at least something new for the sukkah. But the Rif and the Rambam don't bring down this law that you need to do something new, and they say since the Bavli doesn't need this, then the Bavli doesn't mention it. So Bavli argues with the Yerushalmi Talmud that does say it. So now we say ve'ezuhi, back to our Mishnah, ve'ezuhi sukkah yeshana, what's considered an old sukkah that Beis Shammai disqualifies? Kol sha'asa konam l'chag shloshim yom, anything that was made prior to the festival for at least 30 days prior to the festival. Avom asa l'shem chag, but if you made it for the purpose of the holiday, meaning even prior to 30 days, you made it for the purpose of the holiday, then afil mitchilas hashana ksher, then even if it goes back to the beginning of the year, it's going to be kosher. So this concept, the Gemara is going to say that base my time of the Beis Shammai, what's the reasoning of Beis Shammai that a sukkah that was not made for the purpose of the holiday is disqualified? So but according to the Gemara, Beis Shammai bases it on a verse. It says in Leviticus chapter 23, verse 34, on the 15th day of the 7th month, Chagas Sukkos, Shivas Yomim Lashem, you should make the festival of Sukkot 7 days for God. So Beis Shammai says, Sukkah, you, Hasuyo Hashem Chag Benin, in. Beis Shammai says we need a sukkah that was made for the purpose of the holiday, and so therefore, if it's not made for the purpose of the holiday, or if it's an old sukkah, it's going to be disqualified. Well, Beis Hillel says, what verse do they say? Because they say you don't need to make a sukkah for the purpose of the holiday. So Beis Hillel say, ahu mi ba'al k'derav she'ishes. So he says this idea that a sukkah you shall make for yourself for 7 days, which Beis Shammai had seen as their proof text for the idea. For the idea that the sukkah needs to be made for the purpose of the holiday, so Beis Hillel says no, that is needed for a drasha. That verse. How do we know that you're not allowed to use the walls of the sukkah and get any benefit from them for the entire days of the holiday? Shivas Yamim Hashem, the festival of Sukkah for 7 days to God. And how do we explain this drasha? Kedetanya Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, Omer Kashem Shachal Shal Shemayim Al Chagiga. Just like the name of heaven falls on the carbon Chagiga that's born in the holidays, that you're not allowed to eat it or have benefit until you bring the parts of it. Kachal Shem Shemayim Al Sukkah, Shenemar Chagasukos Shivas Yamim Hashem. So too, the name of heaven falls upon the wood of the Sukkah that you're prohibited to derive any benefit from them. As it says, the holiday is to go for 7 days for our Hashem. And we say that Ma Chago Hashem, Av Sukkah Hashem. And so we say that just like the Chag is for Hashem, so too the Sukkah is for Hashem, and therefore it's prohibited to derive any benefit for it on the holiday itself.